The Peterborough Regional Health Centre is expanding a program designed to reduce wait times and improve triaging for patients with non-acute illnesses and injuries reporting to the hospital's emergency department. The Streamlined Treatment and Evaluation Pathway, or STEP, was introduced in January of 2026 and aims to separate patients with minor injuries and infections, or who are returning for follow-up appointments, from the rest of the emergency room patients. Since the program's launch on January 12th, the dedicated STEP physician has seen patients with minor injuries, mild respiratory symptoms, and urinary tract infections from Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Now the program is expanding its criteria to divert a greater number of patients. I spoke to Dr. Nicole DeFrancesco, Chief of Emergency Medicine at PRHC, about the STEP expansion and what it hopes to accomplish for patient care. Can you tell people who might not be familiar with it what STEP is?
STEP stands for Streamlined Treatment and Evaluation Pathway. So the idea of STEP is that in the emergency department, the sickest patients are seen first. So that means that people who need to be seen often wait longer if they have minor concerns. So this pathway is to sort of address that problem. What we're doing is asking patients who are considering coming to the emergency department with more minor concerns to look to go onto our web-based portal, so through the PRHC website, and they can see if they're eligible for this pathway. And so if you're an eligible patient, then you would come to the emergency department between 8 a.m. and noon from Monday to Friday. And what we've done is put some new resources in place to try and see this group of patients more quickly and in a more efficient manner, so that patients coming through that meet criteria would expect that their emergency visit would be shorter than it might be otherwise, because we have tried to allocate some new resources to this pathway.
And you mentioned initially this was sort of reserved for respiratory illnesses like colds, sore throats, that kind of thing. What sort of conditions have you added in the healthcare parameters that the program just expanded?
We had more capacity. So what we've expanded to, there's a whole list of other things, but things like, taking out sutures or staples, people who have minor rashes, people who have sexually transmitted infections, back pain. Some of the patients that we bring back to the emergency department for treatment, so some people who are needing a rabies vaccine series and there's multiple visits, those sort of other concerns.
And say I'm a patient with a concern, I can't get into a walk-in clinic or get to my family doctor, and I'm considering going to the emergency room, but my condition might be something that STEP could treat. What does the process look like for triage into this program?
So the reason why we'd like patients to go on the portal is we really want to make sure that they're the right patients, because what we've been watching is the safety of the program. We don't want someone who really should be coming right away to the emergency department because they're having, for example, chest pain or because they've fallen and hit their head. So those people, if they went through the portal, would very quickly get the message like, you should attend the emergency department now and not wait for the STEP hours. So the portal screening is really to ensure that people who are waiting till we're open 8 till noon are really the people who can wait for that time period. When you walk in, you would identify to the triage nurse that, you know, this is your medical concern, that you have gone on the portal. So we're very clear that if the triage nurse thinks that the patient actually is sicker than, you know, like if there's some concern and they need to be seen outside of the STEP program, like in the regular emergency department, then they would be streamed into the usual care pathways. So for example, if you had an injury that actually was much more severe than you thought or a concern, then we would see you through the normal pathways. People who don't have access to the web-based portal, if they show up during our STEP hours and they meet criteria, the triage nurses will put them through this pathway as well. So it's not exclusively for people who've used the portal, but the portal is a good screen for patients before they arrive to sort of know that they will be, unless there's a concern at triage, they will be put through the pathway. And then from triage, it's very similar. It's just that now we've put in extra doctor hours some designated rooms within the emergency department. That's why we can get through patients, get to them quicker and get patients in and out quicker, is because we know these are patients who can walk in, have fairly minor concerns medically that don't need a lot of tests, don't need a lot of treatment in the emergency department. So we just know that we can see more of those patients quicker.
And what is that doing for the workload of doctors who are working in the emergency department?
These are patients who would come to us anyway, so we're trying to take them out of the main mix of all the people waiting and see them in this sort of streamlined fashion. So the idea is that it's great for the step patients, but it's also better for all the other patients because there's less patients to be seen in the usual sort of pathways. So this is an add-on. We haven't taken anything away from our usual care pathways, our usual schedule of physicians and nurses. We've added these hours. So it's meant to benefit everyone, not just the patients who are coming through the portal. This is not our only initiative to try and improve our wait times. Trying to improve wait times is the focus of emergency departments across Ontario and across Canada. So there are other things we are doing as well to address other populations of patients. But the idea of this is, you know, we know that there are some patients who can be seen more quickly, and we don't want them to wait many, many hours for something that we could do quite efficiently. So we're trying to address that population. At the same time, we're working to reduce our wait times for everyone else who presents.
If there's anything else that you wanted to add?
I think just it's worth taking a look at the portal because it gives you sort of the list of all the conditions. But just know that the emergency department is open 24/7, 365. So if you're not certain, we're happy for you to just come and we will triage you and give you the best care that we can. So the message is we're trying to do the best we can for the community. We're trying to improve patient experience. We're always open. So we're happy to care for whoever shows up at our door in any fashion that they show up.
Thank you so much. Dr. Nicole DeFrancesco is the Chief of Emergency Medicine at the Peterborough Regional Health Center. The STEP program will continue to accept patients on weekdays between 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. Patients can check their eligibility before presenting to PRHC's emergency department in the STEP portal on the Peterborough Regional Health Center's website, prhc.on.ca. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio. CFFF in Peterborough.